Hello and welcome to the June segment of the England and Wales Blind Golf Podcast. I'm here today with Jason Bastable, the current World Blind Golf Champion, and also Lewis Jones, who is the PGA Professional at Swansea Bay Golf Club, who was going to talk to us today about how he has adapted his current coaching program to deliver to our VI participants.
So did you start playing golf before you started losing your sight?
As a teenager, I had the odd knock around, but not for a long time, no. I used to play a lot of football when I was a teenager, and we done a bit of golf, but that was a long time ago, so pretty much no, basically.
So how did you feel when you started taking up the game?
Beg your pardon?
How did you feel when you started taking up the game? So what? How did you feel about the game in general?
Oh, I thought it's amazing, isn't it? It's amazing. Basically, what I like about it is just basically the individual versus that little ball of rubber, isn't it? It's a very personal game, and I find it very self-challenging. So I challenge myself every time, which I like, because obviously with the sight. The sight problems, you still want to challenge in life, you still want to challenge yourself, and for me, golf was the ideal sport to express that, because it was very personal to me, and more challenging, not like a team event, it was just individual challenges which appealed to me, you know.
So when did you actually take up the game, and what made you take up the game at that time?
Basically, I've had sight problems for the best part of 5 years now. Severe sight problems the last 4 years, actually registered blind the last 4 years. And what made me give it a go was my brother and my nephews. I was with my brother and my nephews, and we was in the garden just messing about, and he said, they was all full of energy. He said, come on, we're going to just, at the top of his head, say, come on, we're going to go to the driving range and hit a few golf balls. And I was sort of like, really? You know, should we do this or what? And he said, yeah, come with us. You know, I'll give you a hand, keep an eye on you and stuff. And it was literally, that was the trigger point for the golf right there. We went to the driving range. We all had some balls. We were just messing around with the kids. And I hit about 10 or 12 shots. That was all. But for whatever reason, I connected and... You know, the shots were amazing, like, considering that, like my brother was saying, like, you're hitting it really well, and they're straight, and everything, and it was sort of like a real trigger point to sort of think, well, I could sort of do this. If I had a bit of help and support, I could actually do this and get into this. So basically, that was the starting point of it all.
Sure, so when you were when you were starting sort of to get more into golf, were there any barriers that you felt you faced during that time, whether it was within yourself or externally?
There was lots going in through my head at the time, thinking, you know, because obviously the first sort of 4-5 months I was very limited, because you with all blind golfers or blind activities, I should think it's the same for a lot of people. You rely on so much on other people to help and support you, and to even get you to the venues. You know, obviously we can't drive, we're very limited. Some of us can use the bus routes, but you're very limited. And the biggest obstacle of all is actually, for me personally, it was actually asking people to help. You know, that was a big barrier. But as you adjust to your condition, and obviously you do need help, and with the golf you need extra help, because you know you can't play on your own.
So now obviously you've been playing golf for a number of years, so how often do you sort of play now, roughly, sort of times per week?
Realistically, I'd like to play once a week. I have a friend, the same sort of regarding the last question, is because you rely on other people all the time. I have friends, but roughly I play once a week, which ideally I'd like to be playing more, but it comes down to finances, it comes down to support, and it, because you can't expect people to give up their time, you know, because we're we're lucky in the way that we've got a lot of free time, and I practice hard. I've got a set up at home now in the garden where I practice, but it's very hard, as you know, to get people to give up their time, because the game of golf, as you know, could be 5-6 hours, and you know, and you're travelling to and from the venues. Mm. It's all cost. It's all finances. It's all time, effort. So realistically, I play once a week, but ideally, I'd like to be playing twice a week, and possibly, you know, go on and join a club and have some support in that direction. But
sure,
at the moment, it's difficult. You know, it's difficult.
Yeah. So since you've started playing the game up until now, has your perception of golf changed at all?
Oh, without a doubt. My whole perception of the game is just fourfold. It's excellent. I'm a limited guy. I've got very limited vision, as everybody knows. We're registered blind for a reason. But to get out in the fresh air and exercise and participate in, even though it's an individual sport, you still participate on a group scale. And, you know, it's just fantastic. It gets you out. It gets you moving. It gets you out in the fresh air. And socially, it opens up. It breaks down barriers socially, you know. So you mix in with you meet other people, you're socialising, and, you know, I'm very lucky. I've made some good friends through golf that we would have never, our paths would never have crossed in everyday life as such, you know.
Yeah, sure. So if you were to put sort of one reason why you continue playing golf and sort of what you enjoy most, what would it be?
It would be the sheer fact that it's basically reshaped my whole life. My passion for golf now is it affects my whole life. It affects my whole life. It is such a privilege, and it's such fun to get out. I spend a lot of time being blind. You spend a lot of time on your own and at home, basically. You know, until someone can come and take you out and get away. But with the golf, you get out, you meet people. It's just fantastic, you know, and it keeps you fit and healthy.
So, yeah, so would you say that you sort of, you've seen changes within yourself sort of mentally and physically then?
Oh, without a doubt. Where golf's not taken over my life, I love the game and I'd love to play more. But what it has done is it makes you think, and it makes me realise now, like, the opportunities that are open to me through England and World Blind Golf, the opportunities that are open to you. And like any sport, there's opportunities there if you do train hard. And with it has restructured my life. I don't, you know, before I didn't care about my diet. I didn't care about exercise. I didn't care, you know, about all these things. But now with the golf in my life and the way that I've adapted to the golf, I constantly exercise, I swim, I watch my diet, I watch my alcohol intake, and it's just constantly with you. You know, you practice for these bigger tournaments. Now I'm getting involved in the bigger tournaments. When you go out to practice, it's not just a knock around anymore. You're actually focusing on situations that you could arise in a tournament and the moments in a tournament that you have to overcome and adapt to. So, and it's not only me, it's my family have seen the change in me. They've seen me sort of bounce back to life again. Before my eyes, I was a butcher, a qualified butcher, so I was always talking to people. And I was a very sociable person. With the eye problems, it took away a lot of the social circumstances. I found myself very isolated. And now, with the golf, you know, my friends see a difference. They see me chirpy, smiling again, like have a real interest and zest for life again. And that's pretty much basically like finding the England and Wales Blind Golf and actually kicking on and, you know, rediscovering myself and developing into a half decent golfer, yeah. You know.
So we're going to take a short break and hear from Lewis Jones. He's the head PGA professional at Swansea Bay Golf Club. Lewis is working alongside RNIB Swansea and is delivering a 6-week coaching project to some of their members. So Lewis, if you could just talk us through what you've covered in your previous sessions and what you're looking to cover in your sessions to come.
So what you started with, you know, a general introduction to, you know, to golf, and obviously you say to it in a different way. you know, introducing the clubs and balls a bit more sort of detailed than we would normally, if you like, obviously, because people can normally get an idea from seeing the clubs about, you know, sort of how long they are, what they're made of, all that sort of thing. So, you know, the sort of the start of the sessions was actually getting the participants sort of holding the clubs, feeling them, you know, and they sort of instantly had a better idea then of what the club was designed to do. You know, the first session we did chipping and putting, so again they felt the putters with sort of a flat front to them, you know, so again they also got the concept of just rolling the ball along the ground. And then, you know, with the wedges then for chipping, they, you know, sort of could feel the loft on the club. So then had an idea, obviously, that was going to have an influence on the ball and start popping the ball up in the air a little bit. You know, so that's sort of where we started. And then, you know, did those shots. And obviously there was a sort of, you know, a mix of group. I think we had a couple that, you know, were only slightly partially sighted, really. And obviously they had a decent idea themselves about sort of where the ball was and how to line up. And obviously the other end of the scale, there was some sort of with no sight at all that we really had to help and put the club directly behind the ball. And again, it was a lot about feel, you know, if we could sort of touch the ball slightly with the club, they had a sense of where it was. And then, you know, with a bit of practice at the end, they were sort of getting better and better at, you know, getting an idea. Obviously, it was all about feedback, you know, telling them whether it had gone short, long, left, right, and all that sort of thing. And then, you know, sort of they could naturally then adjust themselves, really, to where, you know, for the next time they had a go at the shot, they could make a better effort at it.
Brilliant. So what do you think you'll be covering then in the in the sessions to come?
Try and build up the shots, really. As I say, we've had the introduction really of small swings, I suppose, to give everyone the best chance of sort of starting with a decent contact. And as we go through, you know, we're going to sort of build up to, you know, to full swings. We'll do a bit of pitching next time, so a little bit longer. And eventually then some full swings, you know, with irons and drivers. Which, as I say, we haven't got there yet, but I imagine it's going to get more and more difficult for, you know, people who haven't played before to have a sense of, you know, where the ball is and sort of naturally delivering the club back to the ball. You know, I think we do use our eyes a lot in that, you know, as to help guide us. So it's, again, it's using their different senses, really, to aid them and try and get a feeling again of the contact, and again of those feedback about where the ball's gone and aim and that sort of thing. It's obviously a big help, you know, we've got ourselves as coaches and the volunteers, but also you know, with their friends and family as well, to help guide them into, you know, where they should be aiming, and again the feedback of where the ball's gone, so they can sort of build up, I suppose, a picture then in their mind of what's happening when they're feeling certain things with their hands and arms, and then you know, either changing that or trying to repeat it.
Thank you, Lewis. We are now back with Jason Bastable to talk about his experience of blind golf. So over sort of the years that you've been playing golf, and sort of the support you've received over those years, what would you say is most crucial in keeping up the game?
The support, if I'm honest, the support that I receive is quite limited, to be fair. If it wasn't for my family and friends, the actual support, me personally, my circumstances, there's not been many great offers of outside help. I.e., I've tried looking for a golf club myself, but financially that's out of reach. It's only my friends and family that get me out and about. And so support-wise, it's a bit of a shame, really. I don't know if there's more support out there, and I haven't chased it up. I'm not quite sure. But me personally, if it weren't for friends and family, then it would be a different kettle of fish. You know, I know a few of the other lads on the circuit and involved with blind golf, they suffer the same way, i.e. with guides. I know guides are constant conversation about getting people to volunteer and help and give up their time. But moving forward, obviously, you know, it's just phenomenal, and I just want to just test myself. Every time I go out there, I just want to do better than I did the time before. And it's so motivating and so, like, thrilling in a way to have challenges. Even though you've got hardly any vision, you can still, it just proves you can still push yourself as an individual. And if I got targets, I set myself a few little targets, and it's that driving force that, you know, just makes life worthwhile, and it gives you something in the lines of normal mainstream life. You know, that's what it does for me personally, you know.
Brilliant. So what would you actually say is your greatest golfing achievement to date then?
Well, ultimately, it'd have to be winning the World Championships last year. That was just something that I'd never thought be possible. It was just an out-and-out, utter, enjoyable experience. Like I say, before the golf, I was very limited. I didn't get involved in activities. And once I got involved with the England and Wales Blind Golf, it was the opportunities out there were, I didn't even know existed, you know. I didn't even know blind golf existed. It was only through Sight for Surrey, the council that I'm registered blind with, one of their support workers, we was having a conversation, and she got me into it. So I didn't even know it existed. So actually, 3 years later, to be crowned world champion was just ultimately mind-blowing. Mm. I still pinch myself to this day, thinking, like, did that actually happen? You know, is this actually real? And it's mind-blowing, you know. And my friends, you know, they just say, it just proves, if you've got the right temperament and you're willing to put the hard work in, you know, there's things you can still achieve beyond your wildest dreams. But, you know, like anything, it's working hard, concentrating and putting the effort in, you know.
Yeah, so if you were to sort of reflect on obviously your achievement, what would you say made that most possible? Was it down to the guy? Was it sort of down to your own sort of drive to want to win?
To be fair, I'd like to consider myself as a very competitive guy when it comes to sports. Mm. And like all people in sports, there is a certain challenge. You have to rise to the challenges. Me, myself, my personal drive was, again, my family. I have two daughters, which, unfortunately, they lost their mum 20 years ago, which was very sad at that time. It was a tough time. And to me, my driving force is just, I really just want to make my daughters proud. And they're my driving force behind everything I do in my life now.
Brilliant.
Because of my limitations, but with the opportunity with the golf, and with, it was beautiful at the World Champions. You couldn't have done it any better. It was my son-in-law who actually guided me.
Mm.
And we discussed things, and we really just clicked and worked as a team and worked so well together, and it all come right. And I think apart from the birth of my daughters, that was the proudest moment that I've ever been for myself and for my family. You know, I couldn't have been happier, really. It was unbelievable, yeah.
Brilliant. And obviously, as yourself being a very successful golfer, have you got any words of wisdom for people that might potentially be looking to take up the game through blind golf?
Well, I would like to think that if you enjoy it, first and foremost, you have to enjoy it. Don't, if you're taking up golf, I think it's so important to enjoy it, because it's such a difficult and frustrating game. If you don't enjoy it, then you're going to struggle from the offset. So first and foremost, have the mindset that you're out there for fun, for pleasure, for exercise, you know, for whatever reason it may be. But most of all, make sure you've got the mentality to enjoy it. And again, you know, the opportunities that I didn't even know existed, and I bet there's a lot of people that don't even know the opportunities exist within blind golf. So it's just a matter of working hard, enjoying yourself, and, you know, a bit of belief, and just throw yourself at it, just give it everything, because it's so much fun, and it just opens up, like I say, socially, physically, it just opens up so many opportunities. And it, to be fair, it's really a great fun sport, and the more you put in, it's like anything, I think the more you get out, and And that would be my words of advice. Just enjoy it, roll with it, and, you know, set yourself targets, push yourself. It doesn't come easy. You have to push yourself and you have to sacrifice. But at the end of the day, you know, if you can look back and have these opportunities and achievements that you set yourself, then, you know, that's great. You're living your life. You're fulfilling your life, aren't you? Which is amazing. You know, that's what it's all about.
And final question, do you have any goals for the future, whether that be a dream course you want to play, someone you'd like to play with, a tournament you'd like to win?
To be fair, I set myself goals, yes. I have a goal now, which my main one now is, as you know, each year is to try and finish in the order of merit, high enough to represent England again, get picked for the England team. That's my target every year. First and foremost is to make the England team. Regarding tournaments, I try my hardest at everything. I'd like to take the British Open crown. I think that would be an amazing tournament to win. And regarding courses, there can only be one course. For me personally, there's only one course, and it's the greatest show on earth, I believe, would be Augusta and the Masters. You know, to actually walk on that hollow turf and just be like floated in heaven for me on a personal note. You know, yeah, it has to be Augusta. It's the mecca of golf, isn't it? Let's be honest.
So a huge thank you to both Lewis and Jason for their time today. Don't forget to like us on Facebook, England and Wales Blind Golf, and also follow us on Twitter and Instagram at EW Blind Golf. Also, if you'd like to subscribe to our YouTube channel, that is England and Wales Blind Golf. We have just recently posted all of our events from May. And also, if you want to have a look at the rest of our fixtures, they are on our website, www.ewblindgolf.co.uk.